This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, gospel music for the agnostic. But first, in another era, you might have slipped a letter into a bottle and tossed it out to sea. But today, if you want to send yourself a message to open sometime in the future, there's a site on the World Wide Web. It's called futureme.org. It was created 4 years ago by two friends, Matt Sly and Jay Patricios. Since then, nearly 400,000 people have sent messages to their future selves. Matt Sly joins us from New Haven, Connecticut, where he's a graduate student at Yale School of Organization and Management. Mr. Sly, thanks very much for being with us.
I'm glad to be here. Thanks.
And who sends messages to themselves in the future?
Well, a whole bunch of people, apparently, still sort of to my and Jay's surprise. There's everything from sort of the trivial things you'd expect about self-improvement and weight loss and finding a new job and saving enough money to, you know, sort of more profound and sad thoughts about losing a loved one. Or there are several from soldiers who are heading off to Iraq or people that are dealing with an imminent illness.
Any rules that you apply?
Well, we put a limit on it. This is not a reminder service. So the minimum that we allow is 30 days into the future. The maximum, which unfortunately not so many people are eager enough to do, is 50 years. So that's for those who are ambitious and have faith in these two random guys who started this project on their own spare time that they'll actually be able to deliver those emails in the future.
I understand that you have at least one Alzheimer's patient who's been using the service.
Yeah, one of the more surprising folks that contacted us was a guy who is suffering from Alzheimer's and is sort of coming to grips with the reality of that disease and had been writing himself future me letters, trying to at least artificially maintain some sense of the past in the future once the disease starts to become more profound.
What are the letters you've read that affect you, delight you, amuse you?
Sure. Let me read a couple.
Yeah.
Hey, future me, just letting you know that I'm enjoying my youthful vigor, my full head of hair, and my flat belly before I turn into you. Here's another one that's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Dear future me, when you get this and consider your life back at my age, you will be inclined to be nostalgic. Don't be. It wasn't all that grand. It was fine, but not much more than that. Similarly, as I write this, I am inclined to think about you and how great you will be and all the things that you will accomplish. I am mistaken. You will be fine, but despite your degree from a fancy college and high SAT scores, you will not be president or CEO. You will be somewhat accomplished, with a comfortable income, but feeling like you should be doing more for the good of society. Your mood will ebb and flow, just as mine does now. You will be in decent physical shape, but probably wish you could lose a few pounds, just as I do now. In truth, future me, we're not all that different, are we? Sincerely, past me.
Oh, that's a very nice letter.
I'd say on the whole, the sense you get is a little bit of paranoia about what the future holds.
If you could find a letter that speaks to that.
Dear future me, I wish you could come visit me, take me by the hand, and tell me that everything is all right. I'm pretty much at rock bottom right now. I lost my job. I lost the love of my life. And I have this pain in my back that won't seem to go away. I've hit bottom enough that I'm writing to my future self on this stupid website. You can't get much worse than that. I read some other people's entries and they made me cry. I realized that I am not the only one suffering in the world. I hope things are better now. It is your birthday. Are you doing anything exciting? You better be. Past me.
Mr. Sly, what do you learn about human beings by reading through these messages?
Well, it certainly has turned into a bit of a sociology experiment, I must say. I guess I've learned that we spend a lot of time and energy doing things on behalf of our future selves. And the future me is actually a very important person when you think about it. I mean, everything from going to school to saving money is really all done on behalf of future me. And I think maybe the appeal of the site is that future me is sort of our last chance to write and offer explicit instructions to our future selves before we actually become them and it's too late.
Matt Sly is co-founder with Jay Patricios of the website futureme.org. He's a student at Yale University School of Organization and Management. Mr. Sly, very nice talking to you.
Really appreciate it. Thanks.